Dear faithful, this Easter vigil was originally exactly what the name says, namely a vigil. When Jesus had placed in the tomb, his enemies recalled how he had predicted that he would resurrect on the third day. They were disturbed by the possibility of the disciples stealing the body and hiding it. So early in the morning on the Sabbath day, the chief priests and Pharisees went back to Pilate's house with yet another request. "Sir, we have remembered how that deceiver said while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Give orders, therefore, that the sepulchre be guarded until the third day, or else his disciples may come and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead,' and the last impostor will be worse than the first." These Jews who professed such great veneration for Holy Sabbath Day in their horrible hatred against the Son of God, they had decided to put him into death, but they had no scruples whatsoever that they kept holy the day of the Sabbath. And they, even though they thought they were professing the law, truly they were still the enemies of Christ, who wanted to make every precaution that the message of Christ would not spread around. And Pilate granted their request and told them to set their own temple guard before the tomb, and the tomb was sealed. And it was on Holy Saturday when Jesus was in his grave, and when the holy women and the rest of the apostles and disciples were mourning for him. I wanted to tell you today what a kind of a liturgical feast Holy Saturday is. In the early church, Holy Saturday was a liturgical day, meaning that on that day Mass was not celebrated. And part of our confusion about what happened on Holy Saturday and when the Easter starts and when the Lent ends lies in the Holy Saturday. We have just finished the litanies and blessing of the font, and now we celebrate glorious Easter Mass with gold vestments and alleluias. So it certainly doesn't seem like a vigil or mournful Lenten day now anymore. Why are we therefore celebrating Easter at Holy Saturday noon? And the answer is found in the glorious and great history of the Church. Like I said, in the early days, there was no Mass during Holy Saturday, but instead the faithful went to the church to have a vigil service. That's why this feast is, in the beginning part, called Easter Vigil. And the service of the vigil lasted throughout the night. There was numerous readings from the Bible, and each reading followed by prayer, just as you witnessed this morning the 12 prophecies or 12 readings from Holy Scripture. And then water to be used for baptism was blessed, and the converts were baptized and confirmed. And all this took long, long time. You can imagine that if the readings and ceremonies and litanies even now take long time, you can imagine in the early church when there were many, many converts to be baptized and confirmed on Easter Vigil. That was truly a ceremony which took a very long time. And after all these ceremonies were done, it was already past midnight and therefore Easter. So Mass was celebrated, and those people who just had been baptized, they received their first Holy Communion. The faithful wanted to have this vigil, long vigil, on Holy Saturday because Christ will come as judge again on the anniversary of his resurrection from the tomb. That was the ancient tradition, and by keeping that, the early faithful wanted to keep watch, keep vigil on the church the whole day of Holy Saturday to make sure that if this is the year when Christ will come back, they would be ready. What would be more glorious and better place to receive Christ coming back again than the church? And but eventually, when Christianity gained recognition from the state, unfortunately, many people grew up cold in their religion. The early fervor was not as great anymore, and since most of the people were not now Christians, there were not that many adult converts anymore. Mainly because of that reason, the church finally advanced the vigil service a little bit and advanced it to the afternoon of Holy Saturday. But as you know from your personal experience, afternoons of coming to church are very time quite inconvenient. At least they, for us busy people, it appears very inconvenient to us. So the Mother Church, in her wisdom, again advanced the vigil services, this time to the morning. And you can still see how in this Easter, in this Holy Saturday Mass, the early structure of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It used to be that every Mass and every service was introduced by the litany of the saints. That's why every Mass contains Kyrie eleison as kind of a remnant of the old practice when the fervent Christians spend their time walking around the church or walking around the areas chanting litanies and asking God's mercy for them. And then they collected themselves to the church, and then was Holy Mass celebrated. So even though we nowadays don't introduce Mass with the litany anymore, the church has left us this great reminder in the form of Kyrie that early times people wanted to beg God's mercy for them in a very concrete and sacrificial manner by reciting litany of the saint. Saints, not just the Kyrie in the whole Mass, and during the Mass. And then also the catechumenate period came to an end at a certain point, but still we have as a reminder that the first part of the Mass is called the Mass of the Catechumens. So from this Holy Saturday ceremony, we learn how the early Christians, those fervent and God-loving people, loved to spend their time in the church. And Holy Mother Church was forced to shorten these ceremonies a little bit during the course of time. That's why we now, on this Holy Saturday, we can celebrate yet again the new Easter, and now we are free from the penances of fasting and abstinence and can start celebration a little bit beforehand. The Church has always been very reluctant to give up any of her ancient customs, so even though fasting and penance and litanies are not celebrated anymore during the normal course of time, you still see in this liturgy of Holy Saturday how fervent, how God-loving, and how penitential people used to be. And when we start now the new season of Easter and say goodbye for the Lent, let us also think and look into ourselves. How has our Lent been? Is there something we would have wanted to improve, or did we get any ideas for next year? Remember that it is never an inconvenient time to do penance. Lent is something which should be time of extra penance, but our love towards God should be so great that we wouldn't want to miss any opportunity to show and prove our love towards Him. Easter marks the feast when death was giving victory over. Now Christ has defeated death. The devil has finally suffered cruciating defeat. And we have been given the chance for new life. That is the glorious message of Easter. Let us always remember to be grateful of this day, grateful for God of creating us and grateful to our Lord of redeeming us. When we keep the penances and on the one hand and the glorious joyful news of Easter on the other in mind all the days of our lives, we will be given the gift of final perseverance, the gift of loving God and our neighbor, and the gift of trusting God or Almighty, not just during Lent, not just during Easter, but all the days of our lives. We are created for heaven, and by God's redemption and his crucifixion, death and resurrection, we have been guaranteed one day also to reach and achieve. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.